So September 1st, Geshe Geshe Topke on Arya Davis 400. No. Somebody? Okay. So we're starting with the prayer up there. We say it three times. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So the our teacher, the Buddha, said the following in sutra: "Dipa jiam mijia shing, don't do any destructive actions or sins, if you prefer." Then Gaba Punsum Tsoparje, and do only perfect good, something like that. Rangi Sendi Yongsu Do, discipline your own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So, when we're saying not do any destructive actions, that means doing, not doing anything that's harmful to others with your either verbally, you know, any actions verbally, mentally or physically.
So this
is explained in the first level of practice or of spiritual development, that where the practitioner on that level avoids any harmful actions of body, speech, and mind, and through doing that they are, what do you say, achieve their goal of being reborn into as either a human or a deity, a fortunate life as either a human or a deity. So then the second line, where it's saying do perfect virtue, means to consider all other beings, all beings other than yourself, with seeing them with great, you consider them with great affection, and see them as with empathy, and then you have a kind of affectionate love for all beings.
Hmm. shimjian liya chakdang rangcho da shensho sero chakdang pang ne nyumu pang be tarwa topje ki kewa sene kibun tingde shiruwa ane chamba da tsega kone takbe shenche ba rangle shen lakba che kewa pyosum soba che bine kibu chenpun da o tende nyamde shigyo ra
So this line includes both the practices of the next two levels, out of three levels, the intermediate level and the advanced or highest level. So at the intermediate level, what it would mean would be to achieve a kind of equanimity, people use that word, or impartiality, where you've reduced all your attachment and hostility towards others, such that you don't make that kind of distinction, that kind of emotional distinction, so that you treat everyone with a kind of equanimity or impartiality. And then for a person on the highest level, this particular line would mean where you're completely reorienting your self so that you're no longer preoccupied with yourself, but not paying attention to others, but you kind of exchange or switch that orientation so that you're only preoccupied with others and you're not so caught up with yourself.
Rangi sim ni yong sim dhiyo sita tanda ko sim dhiyo si gara taan dhiyo si ne mi dhiyo sim dhiyo si sim dhiyo ati ne shen le tsewa taan chak taan ki nyo mo la soba taan oda mi shi bhi mongba taan tsewa la soba tisi kangal cha shogi jira so si sim dhiyo ati ni sanji chum dhiyo degi tenpa yin si sanji chum dhiyo degi zambu lin le pep ni ni tenya ki tenpa di o di yin so la rangi sim dhiyo yong sim dhiyo degi sanji tenpa yin si
So then when you engage in these kinds of practices where you're avoiding harming others and you're, what do you say, controlling your attachment and your hostility and where you're only thinking of others, then when you do these kinds of practices, then this is how to control your mind or discipline your mind. Through these practices, you're disciplining your mind. And then the last line says, this is the teaching of the Buddha.
Mekiwa chu pangaya la soba chutim ki laba che ya ane tingi zi chamba tsewa la soba komiya ki tingi zi laba ta a dine taa meba ta medaba la soba shira ki laba la soba o tezu li ya lobya te li ya tokbe tenpa siki wara lungi tenpa siki sanje sung shabe sungi tenda di susu tu mi li she shenye chepa te li lungi tenpa zimba asi di lungi tenda di nyamlin chepa te li ya
The teaching can be divided into two parts. You could say the teaching is twofold. There's two kinds of teaching when we talk about the Buddha's teaching. One is the verbal teaching, and one is the realized teaching, we call it. Or some people use the word realizational teaching. I think realized teaching. So then, what the verbal teaching then is talking about the teaching that you learn from others, and then you teach, you explain to others. That's the level of the verbal teaching. And then the level of the realized teaching is what you put into practice and come to understand whether what come to really actualize means either that you're and this is specifically about usually refers to the what are known as the three trainings. And so the first training is in ethical discipline, so that means you're avoiding non-virtuous actions or abstaining from non-virtuous actions or destructive actions and doing cultivating virtuous actions or whatever you say, constructive actions. Then or you're also included in that is your the second ethical second of the three trainings is in meditative stabilization. So then that's practicing meditative concentration and so forth. And then the third level of realization is where you're developing the wisdom that knows selflessness, either the selflessness of persons or the selflessness of phenomena. So when we say So there's an expression in Tibetan, I'm not quite sure if the English captures it, but where you're upholding the teaching, okay, and the upholding the teaching meeting with the teaching is another literal translation where. And so what that means to meet the teaching or to uphold the teaching means that you are actually, for the verbal teaching means that you're learning about it, you're studying it, and then you're explaining it to others. And for the realized teachings means that you're putting those teachings into practice.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that didn't do guys for that. Ndako nang be chu si de dik ba chi ya me ja shi ke ofis so ba cha sta de sum ba na shi de rang sem de ko del ko yo ra rang sem de chu che si de da so sem de nam du ge ko condition de ko ro nga je tha do ka re ye ba de ta sha sha na ko rang ja re ke chu si ma ro so sem de ko san je lab je de che de ne sem de pa gyu wa ta ye de nang be chu che si yo ra
So when we talk about practice, it means it doesn't mean that we're it has to do with our mind. The mind is involved with different we call them the afflictions, like attachment and hatred and anger and jealousy and all these. If we just sort of let those happen at will, then that's not what we're talking about by practicing the teachings. Where we're practicing the teachings really means to change your mind, where then you're overcoming, you're seeking to reduce these afflictions so that you don't let your mind go under the control of them, and what happens is your mind actually transforms. It improves.
No, yeah, the indigo kasore. Similarly, ah, nanzu ngazu lo hengi ke samlutel, sosu rangshing ke samlutel karir sede, ngah sede, sosu ke cheshu de, sosu dewa chuye da kange se alia. Shandalia, Tawachana, Nova Chekuna, Gibson Shekuna, Chase Samson Shiora, Dijik Sojutan Guyora. Oh, they never delia, the name Lanzuta Konzo's Cheche, Nang Mirabshin and Azu Shandashe, Sosu Tandadia, Shendali ke shawari cha, nga chota shen shawasi. Chakdaanga samlu chik chene, chik yungi wara, di chik dyurji dangi wara, nipatili. Ta sumbadili ya soso da shenye chene, rang thoma meba na cha soso ke cheshu cha yungi wara. O di pa ya soso ke cheshu meba cha pa, kali kali shenye ke cheru cheru ta, rang le shenye ke shawasi soya tapshi cha yungi wara. O tindri ku samlu ya, rang shi lenji ku samlu tila kun yurwa taane.
So we're learning methods from the Buddha to transform our mind means that in the first case just sort of that we're if we just leave it up to ourselves then we'd be just thinking about ourselves and not really caring about others and whatever we do as long as it helps ourselves. We don't really care if it harms others. So then we're doing the opposite of that in order to transform our minds. Then also, if we just sort of let ourselves go under the influence of we sort of naturally always have this inclination to be attached to certain people that we consider that we associate with, and then we're hostile towards those that we consider other, sort of like us and them. So then if we're doing the opposite of that, then that transforms our mind, where we're cultivating a different viewpoint, the opposite of that. And then finally, if we're just preoccupied with ourselves all the time, instead of doing that, if we switch our attitude change our attitude towards being oriented towards others, then that's the way we transform our minds. Mental transformation in that context means like that. Oh, I was going to say, everybody put on mute here in Skype land because I can hear sniffling and different things.
This one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they didn't do that. And that's what I'm saying. So assembly, right? And then you can't do that. Assembly, oh, this is a sambucha de apea chigra. And assembly are new moda chig, some no druma buyoede, Mishibe wangu yungura, Nesu Hamagu wangu yungura. And Mishibe among Batico, Kazehina quen yuru 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 tane. She's a shabal bequia, Nesu kanka shabal bequia. Oh, then Sambachi, a shale, sawachel, soba, Samba nebecha de Samba Saur Saur Taya.
In order to transform our minds, we have to make effort at both what we call method and wisdom. Here, method is referring to where the mind is in, where we're cultivating what we call virtuous states of mind, or constructive states of mind. And this is like love and, nonviolence and impartiality. These kinds of virtuous states of mind or constructive states of mind. We have to make effort for those and at that. And then on the other side where we're involved with wisdom, then wisdom is just a lot of these, non-virtuous, well, basically these non-virtuous and destructive states of mind, they come about through our misconceptions. not knowing about something, not knowing how things are, how they actually are. So then if we cultivate this learning, what do you say, the wisdom side, where we're learning how things actually are, we're and, you know, trying to understand how things actually are, then we're reducing that kind of, ignorance, really, not knowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then there's just a Tawarish assembly, yeah. Same carry some good, give a chore, make a chore, deliver to do chairs to stab in. And the Badon Aranzo carried the orison. So, the same be shaman to you, dear. Same day, chug down so when you move shaman to you, dear. Then they call same get carry some now. Chug down so a carry some that eat all the sauce and drug where she ready
order.
That deep I may have sent a sauce. Similarly, Kashi Samlutan, Cosset, the town, Matan, said the Matan, so the two, the Tepsi Chidu, and Borigil, so same day, so the Wang to suit to the other. So the same day, Wang to you. Same day, any Chagna never the Chamber the Zawala Sobo, the day she wanted to give a Tepsi Chiora.
Sorry. I have to interrupt this for a interrupt this teaching for there she comes again. Let's see. Oh, there we go. Hi. I just dialed through the whole thing and then it's closed the window. Amy Yuna, then it did. Jago, my way in a car. Young to my son. We're in luck. Okay, Margaret, you're coming in. Tama de young her
name. That don't that theory, bang on your cousin. Not yet, yes, a team. Oh, that don't that, Casoda. Simply hunger as a tanda, but so same dish I want to do, same thing your mogish I want to do, they are. Oh, that into some Ludan, some Lucaratango, Caratango Mare, to whose in the Munus, so the same little Nashava, you know. And of course, so same dish, so I want to do. Same day, any cavish I want to cure to which Jigiora. What in the young Tapsi Jigiora?
So, when we say disciplining the mind, we're talking about if everybody puts on mute, please, then we're talking about that the mind is always under the control of something else. It's that means our mind is under the influence or under the other power or under the control of our afflictions, like attachment and hostility. Our mind is always under those. So what we're talking about in practicing or disciplining the mind is we have to distinguish what states of mind or thoughts are virtuous or non-virtuous, and we have to be able to distinguish these and then seek to increase those that are virtuous and reduce those that are non-virtuous. So if we proceed in this fashion where we're seeking to direct our mind in a virtuous direction or a constructive direction and control the non-virtuous direction, then eventually our mind becomes virtuous, and we have to say, or constructive, or just only constructive, such that that's the bodhisattva ideal, where one, a bodhisattva, then is able to only direct his or her mind towards virtue, so on doing good, okay, so that when they engage in something that would be normally considered non-virtuous and for other people who don't have disciplined minds, because they have a disciplined mind and are only have constructive intentions, then their actions, those actions which would normally be considered destructive, become constructive.
No, that and that's what you shan. So, the same day, Yaboja Japa, Samlutana, and it's Yagapa, Tarva Tamja Chamber, so I'm going a little sober Kanga troop to be order. Didn't you call Ishin or Buddha? You sit in there Samlutandu, Simki Chamber, the Sawa, the Yagacho, the Yashia, tend to do, the same day Ishin, you know, will love by Yense. Ishin, not the same Chasar was a good one. Oh, that same day you call Yamba Chamber, didn't I shintani? Ani leh ni baca mesej bila sobat yang lepas awak cakap sobat, jauh cuma nyawa kita tunduk lah sobat tunduk leh pahal pun tu kuat lah. Oh dia ni ko ni baca cakap ni sembilan jibah sahaja mesej. Oh sambut je susu jujur tambah ni sembilan sahaja mesej. Tapi ini tu jundu susu sembilan atau dua je ada, tak cuci tu dia res kuat lah. Sembilan tanya baca, sembilan je sambut tanya mah. So sembilan kasih tu. Tiwang itu kuno ini lengan ke cawe sanggup cik tuan ni apa cik tu tak jadi dia orang.
If we then examine our minds, or we're always examining our minds, and are able to control our minds, not doing any destructive actions, and doing only constructive actions, then we're able to transform ourselves and improve ourselves to such a point that we are only doing constructive actions, either physically, verbally, or mentally. Then if we, on the other hand, then just let our minds go and do whatever pops into our minds, you could say like that, and don't examine, then our minds can lead us in a very destructive or non-virtuous direction. So it's said that when we work at disciplining our minds and directing our minds in a virtuous or a constructive direction, then the mind is like a whisk-graining jewel. We're able to achieve great things with it, that means. Whereas if we let it go in a destructive or non-virtuous direction, then there's nothing that's more destructive than a mind that as going in a What do you say? In a non-virtuous direction. Wow.
This one?
Indeed,
sir. Yeah. What do you do? Sim get a car soda. Oh, some little time I didn't take much as it in the Chevy, you know. I go, Sim get long bus, Sim get long zin as in Chacharwa. Children, I don't know you long shiva. Sim get long boy yen down, you see. Sim corner car is some that thing will pay on good of cheer, my Jeff, you shan, don't you shan. And it did make you out of Mangusagi or Langham Mangusagi or Sim get long boy yen down, it's younger than you do. So, one jurist, my jebbish, Timari, Tires, Chesuma, Gubisha, Kawaina, Tanshana, Sigura, Sim, the Langu Yantan, yes. Not me never cheaper, you see. Never non miller, so but you watch him at Dugal, send the Ledu around me, Jimmy, Joachima, do you answer with the same bitch, you are. Oh, take out the rest of me, you watch him, send the Mijibamas, Joachima, Yawaita, Tendula, Kishu, you are, yes, sir. Oh, Tendre, same, you tell me.
So then there's a verse here that sort of sums this up from the fifth chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Where the analogy is that of a mad elephant, and for the mind, for an untamed mind. So untamed or undisciplined, that means, mad elephants do not inflict as much harm in this world as does the unleashed elephant of the mind in the Avicii hell and the like. What this means then, if we let our minds just do, go according to what do you say, just freely go wherever the mind wants to lead us, then it can do, and it let it go in a harmful or destructive direction, then the harm that it does is so much greater than that of a mad elephant who is let loose and around the country does a lot of destruction of houses and so forth. And in India, this happens. What the mind does in that case, then an unleashed elephant of the mind, then means that if you let it, let your mind get involved in physical, verbal, and mental actions that are destructive, then the result, then you do these actions, or karma, you could say, then have a result of being reborn in terrible situations where we undergo a great amount of misery, like a place called the Avicii hell and such terrible places like that. There's another verse that expresses this same meaning, or two verses, the seventh and the eighth in this particular chapter, chapter five, called Guarding Introspection. Seventh verse then says, who diligently constructed the weapons in hell? Who devised the floor of heated iron? And from where have these women come? The sage declared that all of that has arisen from the evil mind. So there is nothing else in the three worlds more formidable than the mind. Here again, it's talking about just letting the mind go in a destructive direction, and engaging in actions that are non-virtuous or destructive, and as a consequence of those, that you have these you experience the sufferings in these various hells. And so you have, so that means that these hells were created by our own non-virtuous actions, and then in particular the evil mind that means here the destructive, we're calling destructive emotions or destructive emotions and thoughts, and also just the afflictions is an easier translation. But once we're under the influence of those, then we have to call it an evil mind. So there's nothing else in the three worlds more formidable than the mind.
So the same de songu to some similar ten lunga chawani de yungu or yaga to a kanga yungu or a. What did Simpson do a namla nese doa? Simpson do a namla nese. Oh, then a jambatani shishinta. Oh, then a gazer. Dadum jambatani shishinta. Dadum bebe. Samara jambatani shishinta. The dog going to bear the tatum da. Tani te dar tamu chorse. Ti sholu ka chiba ti long time duwe.
Yeah, ma sa. Dige de.
Oh yeah. Oh dire.
So then.
Simpson de ba namla ni rwa. Jamba tani shi shi da. Ta dun bebe sung shi shi. Ta de tani te dar tamu chorse re. Oh dire.
So, there's a later verse that I didn't find, but basically, what it's saying is that when you are using your intelligence or wisdom to distinguish what is a constructive action, what is a destructive action, you're controlling your mind by guarding it with mindfulness and introspection, then the person who does like that, who's such a, what do you say, disciplined person, to that person I bow with my hands together. The author is saying that this is again from Shanti Deva's A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life.
No, yeah, or did you talk to that? So, some look. Sendilia co, whereas do stada hakura, Chidanko militung among which you are, Luigi tungi, Sayame, Tungame, Nazi, Serciora, and then Mangsha, the Sembi, Caleora, Simba Miki, Yoe Caleora. Oh, Tiendico, Sembi, Dungi de Kanga, Namdog Yungiora, so the Samlutanda, the Chimandi, Mangsha Yungiora. Luda, Tindig Dungi in a teacher, the Churta, the Sembi Shadar Alegiora. Oh, Tiendico. Sendili Chashanako, Samba Kibuche, Dungerichi, Mikiba Mambu Mevacheco, there, some little on the Raleora. Oh, take your chimachi near Sonkia, the Tezoco, some little on your Yorba. Some look at a dangu, a caratangu, Mare, this was a hako, a chess, and I'm June, Sembiaco, one gurche, Tapsi, education, but a diora, or the Mari, you should hear something about it. Some shy tea or tea or something to teach you good education, but it ought to.
If we examine suffering or discomfort, if you want, or some different words, unhappiness or whatever, then there are two types. One is comes about through physical things like. Not having enough to eat, or being in a very difficult place to live, or something like that. Those are having some natural disaster befall us. And these kinds of sufferings we know. There's also the sufferings that come about through the mind, and in particular, the sufferings of or mental suffering is brought about through how we think. And so then if we in fact, are able to then, distinguish thoughts and how, what's a constructive thought, what's a destructive thought, then in direct our minds towards constructive thought, then not only do we reduce our mental suffering, but we also are able to greatly affect our physical suffering. So it's really up to our disciplining our own minds.
No, yeah, no, they do go some local on this out of a Namuji. Stop in a condor of a chiche, Miji Tandim, the chon, the condor of a chiche, some local gear and error. Of course, some local majune, Ura Tambuda, some medon, some chera. Some medons and some local get on the course, so say, oh, till. Ya ke ma ju che ne te le ya ke jo che che o re something ya ya something de na e ko cher cher kon cher cher do ra o de ko tang bu ne sam lu kon de ti ko sam lu tang me sam yu sha ne ta de ki ge do na ko ra ke chu yu sha te le ja jo ma che che da ste mo tang ge su de che sem de ka ru sam bu do ha ha sam che du ste che ne ko ran ko ran ye du re che ra no de nga ju de ma ji chi me ji kon de che sa su na Oh, yang samrata, yang samrata, yang samrata, dekiruwa. Oje sa ti matong sige wara. So tabi waris, ti tangpo ne kye machu. Kye suna ya, sam tembu tangke na shin tembu wara, kore ya, kyab yo machi. Korang korang yadu, kye 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 yadu, re sige wara.
So, when we're talking about disciplining the mind, an example, a good example is when we get angry at somebody really... makes us angry, and the way thought works then is that we just keep on thinking about that and thinking more and more about it, and we get more and more angry, more and more happy, and more more miserable about it. That's what we usually do. But if we instead just sort of say, "Well, I don't have to think about it. Not." Think about it, and when you feel yourself, when it comes back, and sort of that anger again, you want to start thinking about it. It's sort of like it's kind of like you're playing. It's a game. It's like some kind of a game. Oh, no, I'm not going there. You know, you just don't let yourself go there. You keep on not letting yourself go there. And in that way, then gradually the anger and so forth will die out, and you won't be influenced by those thoughts.
Oh, degree some in and oh, Tinde Karine, take it to Netambune, make ye some tears on a collier, near my superchase, a co carsoda. Yes, we are Tapsichero. Oh, dear man, a question that in the legate and the Chingoko at Tapsichero. And I gave some room to the tears on a coya, catch you at Tapsiche. Oh, teach you, Duco. Tambune, this was in Devon, as you young married, you know, Tinde, Chedegina. And a perugilia co, Sam Delia, carry some son of Dingamogo, some. Me go to you, Shavishavish teacher, and the commission jasona. Echo, somebody may give a young girl down, some call my girl to the odd day. You should some do go to Andugra. Tambune didn't do Marde, the commission in Java China, and the source of it. Semi, I won't do to see as she left the Gura. Dean, some look at the town when I did down, Madame Guerre, the Yusha had to call. Some lunch to Sigua, Kawa, some go down Gure, Kari Yusha Gure, Tidi, Shimbashi would rest the machine and me. Sembaki, Tapsi, or Madiskidwa, some lingu do machinas, Jujung is similar to Tapness, and Sembaki would actually toss the tram and dishon sooner, and the same truce and the porosilate, dishes your samlota, simply won't you chim Madunga Shagadwa, your mother didn't shout to him because some chichi won't go to you with some let's share your Morocco, or Dimajagan, of course, and dinner assembly, then Bussoya Tapsi Chagadwa.
So, mental discipline is really. Where you're trying not to produce these kinds of negative emotions, if you prefer, or destructive emotions, But if they do, if you do produce them, then you try not to go under their influence. And so then, if you're... this won't be easy right from the beginning. It's not something that you immediately get the knack of. You have to become accustomed to it, and gradually, by becoming accustomed to it, you when those kinds of you're able to distinguish what's a good thought, or a constructive thought, what's a destructive thought. You're able to distinguish that. Then gradually you're able to first just sort of let go of the thought, and then gradually they won't be produced. So then you can improve, the mind improves in that way. Whereas if you just don't pay any attention to your thoughts and not, and here thoughts and states of mind is maybe have to say both, and just, you know, let the mind do whatever it wants, and you don't distinguish what's a constructive state of mind and what's a destructive state of mind, and just sort of let things, you know, let your mind go and do whatever it wants. It gradually it becomes very hard to then what do you say? To influence your mind with this kind of mental discipline that we're talking about, and then there's even a danger that your mind becomes so disturbed that people get mentally, you know, what do you say, mentally ill, or you know, mentally impaired by just sort of letting things go. So you have to be able to you know, engage in some mental discipline.
Oh yeah, they do that. Some do it. Tap she chow to do what they, and they cars over there. Samba sang which they did, and they shirab ni bit ready or what. Oh, they do go some do it. She do shirab shambang some lota shirab tong banyel so ba tin do go shooting yen some do it. She in some lu che she tin she give long December show she budget. Oh, then I'm going to them.
So now we're going to begin the text, but what you can motivate yourself for listening to this by that by thinking I will apply myself then to these two directions of method and wisdom, either being warm-hearted or kind and to the best of my ability, and then applying myself to developing a wisdom that knows how things are. Then in order to do that, I will listen to these teachings today. So we've arrived at the third verse, which is 103 here in this chapter 5. And if you have a book, if you don't have a book, if you want a book, there's one there. Go ahead, Sally. And if you don't have a book, you have to look on with somebody who's nearby. But we're on page 135.
This one. This one. Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Jo chupsi de sanje chum den de pege changal pe du sa ane da de dinge li ye betu da hindu da tsu yor no mo de de ko jo yong yor no jo yong de jo chupsi ji mi chi ko jo ma mo chupsi tin za de re no de le sanje chum den de le ma yo ba re le ma ja re ji de ta den de gri be sen ji de sen ga zu sim jen tu si yor no mo de zu ya ne ta ma yor be sa ne zo du re sa jitin tharin denpa ribe, tha meba ribe, tha yeba da meba niga ribe, niga ma ribe sehra. Ani sanje jirandi gongpa zao chasu na, ani di chilo li shisa duza yo re, dugu re, dugu ma re, niga re, niga ma yu sehra wa. Shisa, di shin shikwa zhong pen chilo yunga min zhong isigyo ra, niga niga ma yu ba sehra. Digdwa?
No, di tama de, niga...
Nigas daddy gay nega yo mare. Tishin shiba chong sani, kongba zho sani, yo rebe, yo marebe, yo mi niga rebe, niga yoba mare, memba marebe sigora. Honey, jignendi, midu jignendi, kansa duzganga. Dagware, midagware. Dagwata midaba nigare, niga maimba reser, tilly chotirwa. Until Sanji chumden de captil lam masumbare. O tindi, o Sanji chumden de quinchi mares. Kanga chen sigo lang do ne kanga ching mare kare sin dezul len jap tum do as gyo ra wo di te di kun ji membe kyu se mare si ek do wa
so when this verse, if you look on page 313, you'll see that it's not answering 14 questions is no suitable proof for lack of omniscience. That's what this verse is about in the outline on page 313. And what it's talking about is in terms of these 14 questions is during the time of the Buddha there were many different philosophical views and so many different tenet systems, we call it. So then this one person asked the Buddha, is there an end to the world or is there not an end to the world, or is there both an end and not an end, is it true or not true? Is it both? Are both true or are both not true? Okay, so then he was asking that about whether there was an end to the world or what happens to the Buddha after death, or are the people, you know, is the self permanent or not? And so the Buddha didn't answer these questions, and so it was what the person decided was the Buddha was actually not omniscient because he couldn't answer these questions.
That don't know. Sanje Chiran Kongbut Zosani teach him a yore yo mares chera. Give him a yore yore mares yora. Oh, any carsore. Kansa does a tagbare da midabares yora. Oh, any carsore. But in it is yora. Get it to that Sanje Lenjana Kondo. Tas ya dekho takba chibu rao da de sam tang yo ra na sam bi nga rawan thong ge sobo sem pa sha nga chi lo ga yo sam rao we nga se ra takba yin ge nga ma ne yo tan da yo ma ba de ge ta be nga sam bi yo ra chibu chap chi bi me ko ko ran jang jang de tu bi yo ta chi rawan che ko rawan re phung bu le te go ma re Shendal Tego Maru, Koran Koran there to grace. Dugji Rawanjan Sigdua. Dugji Rawanjan get ah, the Cosem Lishaji Tigiore. Did you do Sanje, Kiwachima Yores and Dugji Rawanjan get ah, the Cogenal, you didn't draw the Chiman draw, didn't do grace, some jay, Gondrug Yorko. Teniko, oh, da de Yodua, Dugji Rawanjan da Yodua, some Sanje Yoses, some. Takwan is an air, oh, Dugji Rawanjan da, Takwa Red was, and Midawa is an old Dugji Rawanjan da, the Yod was some. Tentu sampai
orang.
Ini tiada maris, na. Tapi mereka tiada ko. Oh, tak kansa mereka resam cedal lungi
orang.
Yo res, na. Tak dah lungi ko lautan depend lungi orang. Mai yo maris, na ko. Oh, tak dah cawan ni mereka resam cedal lungi
orang.
Oh, di sana lemah jab res ya. Lemah jab backup di call depend lungi orang. Mai yo kanga cingi yo sana lemah jab res. Yang tujuan gasal ko lemah jab lungi orang kan dene pa. No, the wrong is a person said, Do you are a Kiwash Mayori, Namayori, and the others?
If we examine what the questioner feels, actually, that when he was giving these questions, he had a very firm view that there is a self that's permanent, unitary, and independent. He was very firm in that view, and the Buddha could see that. So then the Buddha could determine that if he said to this person that what the person was looking for is there a future life or not? You know, do future lives exist? And so, so he's kind of looking for that. And if you say, yeah, oh, sure, then, you know, if the Buddha said that he would be, you know, be reborn into a future life, if he said something like that, or exist in the future after his death, then that would sort of confirm this person's, it would strengthen this person's extreme view of we call that permanence, or that things are static, or you can think of it that way, or eternalism is another way it's translated. So then he would think, oh yeah, sure, this self that I know exists permanently and independently, that will, the Buddha is telling me that, oh, that'll be still around in my next lifetime. So then this kind of idea of permanence is where you think that the self of yesterday is the same self as today, and that it will be the same self into the tomorrow. So there's like an unchanging, static, the self, that we're somehow static. And then also this idea that independent means that the self exists without having to be in relationship to anything else. It just sort of, and then with that is that idea of it being unitary, that it's sort of all on its own. It doesn't need anything else. So this, the Buddha could see then that this person would increase that view and become more extreme. So the Buddha didn't answer. Or also, if the Buddha had answered, well, there's, you know, that there's no permanent self, and there's no, or there's the Buddha, you know, there is no self that will, you know, there is no permanent, independent, and unitary self that will exist in the next lifetime. The person would take this to an extreme. Another extreme would be nihilism, and so then they would just see the self as totally non-existent. Therefore, considering these two alternatives for this person, then the Buddha remained silent. So it's not that the Buddha answered out of because he didn't know the answers. It's because that a Buddha knows the dispositions and the the ways of thinking of all beings. So that he could consider and see that this way that this person thought. And so if he had taught the profound truth that there is no that the self is impermanent, there's no independent self, but that there's no such thing as a unitary self, if he taught this the idea of the truth of selflessness, then this person would have plunged into another extreme view of nihilism. So then the Buddha, understanding this, remained silent.
That deko
So a subduer has perception of that which should and should not be done or said. What reason is there to say that the omniscient one is not all-knowing? So here, a Buddha knows exactly what should or should not be done or said in any situation. And so then, how can you say that not answering the question is a reason for showing that the Buddha is not omniscient? It, in fact, is the opposite of that, that the Buddha remains silent shows that he is omniscient. So then, if we read the commentary together here, where it starts with the assertion, what this man was saying. Surely he lacked omniscience, since he did not answer 14 questions, such as whether the self and the world are permanent or impermanent, and so forth. Answer, rather than disproving, it establishes his omniscience. So we already read this verse. The commentary on this verse then proceeds. A subduer directly perceives the right and wrong time for his temporary and ultimate actions. What actions should not be done, what is not beneficial, what is harmful, as well as all that should or should not be said. Since the Buddha possessed such perception, he did not give an answer to these questions, which were based on a belief in the true existence of persons and phenomena. It is not feasible for a basis of attribution whose existence has been negated to have an attribute. He did not answer because he saw that they would not be receptive vessels for the profound were he to teach selflessness. Thus, there is, I just remembered that Geshe-la was pointing out that that if there was a suitable vessel, then he certainly would have taught selflessness. Thus, there is no reason to say that the omniscient one is not all-knowing. Indeed, this substantiates his omniscience. Then it Rinchen Trengabar did that song.
That is Rinchen Trengabar said, Jigden Tadam Dianam Shee Se, Jigden Di Kewa Chima Ke Tadzoye Yorwe Se Gyora, Shuzi Kewa Masung Shuzi Kewa Ke Len Masung Pare, Jigden Ta Yore Se Nen Degi Yomare, Me Se Nen Degi Yomare, Kole Ya, Yaguchi Yungi Pengi Yomare, Kanji Dida Sabe Shu Nemin Jola Misung Pare, Jigden de yore, kwa bala ta yore, yina ya, kansa de, takji rangwa che maare, tenjin de bana chunga re, tenjin sungba sabi chu, tongba nite tenbe, kapsu pabgu yo maare ko. Kanji de dara sabi chu, nimi se, di shebe nuru maare, di she na ko lokda ki gyo ra, ale ta ta di me sik doa samka ke me imbir sam gyo ra. Nimi dola misungba se, di che na, di nye che na ke nam yi kunji tamji kimba she se. Oh, Kunji Sanji Chumden de Tamji Kimba Yinza, Tuje Kamda Samba Kanga Kene, tele ko len jamna pendo meba neba mado pendo meba de kene le ma shung bar de kunji yimbe ju sen le dure se do
The precious garland verse here then sums this up. Asked whether it had an end, the conqueror was silent. Whether the world had an end or not, the conqueror here means the Buddha was silent about that. That means that he knew that if he said something, it would be misleading to this person. He knew what that person was thinking, and so. Because he did not give this profound teaching to worldly beings who were not receptive vessels, the all-knowing one is therefore known as omniscient by the wise. So he didn't give the teaching to somebody who wasn't a receptive vessel. The teaching here refers to the teaching on emptiness or selflessness or dependent arising. These teachings, if they're given to somebody who holds very strongly to the self as existing permanently, independently, and as an unitary entity, means not dependent on anything else. He knew that that person would then think that the self doesn't exist at all if he said. Gave these teachings on selflessness or the non-existence of the self. So he was silent in that case. And so because he understood that this person wasn't a receptive vessel for this profound teaching and remained silent, his silence is not a reason for him somehow proving that he wasn't omniscient. It's a reason for proving that he was omniscient.
Pena jebun gashi ta de pe de sharwa jebun gashi gin jorba che ta jorba chamse jorba chem bu shiwa im barwa ta ne melo se tele na lo chomba ko koran kang ben na lo lo chu len se chang ma che yang bu se im barwa ne jebu ge ko le che ba ja go se ko pe sha jorba chem bu re sam je kerang chomba de nga sal su tong sho se la ro tene de chomba ta ye ke yo marwa ta ye ne ti ma ta ne ti yo ta ma sun se je cheba gebje pesha mangulengo sambarwa tene de bomo de tapshi chera o gejig marasim de chew maras tene nor ge nor pangu gures langbu chi chigu ne langji chi suti yo tinyam do langji pa chi gures chumba shenda ji ko suga ta ro si tene nyam do tang gi ins la re ke ko tap ke ba che ji la ro tene shi san ge chum de de tap la ke ba song ja ko le ma ge ba re si ge ba ra de ba de ma lo shan de ge
So there's an analogy here. A certain king wanted to penalize a rich Brahmin. I guess the king here understood that this Brahmin had so much money and he was spending it on living very well, and that his house was beautifully furnished inside and so forth. So then he was thinking, I'll punish him and get his money from him. He told him that he would be punished unless he quickly sent his family's well. Of course, you can't send a well, but the king knew this, and he was thinking he would fool him and be able to exact some kind of punishment. The Brahmin's daughter replied, "Wealth attracts wealth, and one elephant attracts another." It means if an elephant, one elephant will go with another. Please send us a well. And in this way, they avoided punishment. Similarly, a Buddha acts for the welfare of sentient beings by skillful means. This is the Brahmin's daughter was being very skillful with the king to reply in this way.
That any day, what the Liasura? Sanjay Jum Dendeg is sung, make over the sung manner. Ani kapchi liya le jingi ya chwe dan me tunbe kecha mangbo xe xe. Ani di liya san ye chum dende ki le jingi liya ma pap tu se. Mera dan ku di song duwa di ka re se na. Wa di du le jingi liya mera ma da na. Ani mizu go o chwe ma yinbe le jingi xe di yinbar sam di chinju mangbo xe ne. Simje mangbo li kyun chi giri kong ne. Ani ku le jingi liya ma papan zeba re se. Wa di ku le jingi liya nöba chindu jang jang ma re se. Simje shantal nukuri sam di kong di song ba re se. Di song go duwa di chi lakshan ho di.
Okay, so another example here, and this next question is, if Buddha does not say what should not be said, did he not, referring to Devadatta, who was his cousin, what of this boy who wears one piece of cloth and has taken the bait? Here, this is kind of if it was taken it's not understanding the context, you would think that this statement was very, you know, where the Buddha was very rough and was despising his cousin, Devadatta. But in fact, Devadatta was always trying to do the opposite of what the Buddha said and trying to lead people in that way. So, although he said this, it was not to harm others, but to turn them away from ill deeds. He saw that unless he deflated Devadatta, many transmigrators would be harmed, many beings, many of the followers. And what this means is the followers of Devadatta would go in a non-virtuous direction. So he intended through these words to deflate Devadatta.
Yeah. Tandi Hodilia, Shenda Shigdua. That's Janju Semba Namji, Cheba Lobes, Janju Semba, Cheba Paru, Simba Tula Sova, and Lobes, Sigura, and a Kulungi Kabati Shigdua. Oh, Kosum Dinane, Yi Soy Transient Race, or Janju Semba in a city, Kosum Di Cheba Lobatese, and it's all the same day, Kachimbores, Tishigdua. Kosum Dinane, Yi Soy Transient to Tembada. Shela Mikiwar Gurbaya, Yi de Kiven Taginsam Shevanashi, Combatia Co, Sem de Numog Shamato Machin Beche, Kive Shamato, Chambatsebe Shamato Sambayena, and a colleague Karichenako, Kiwama to Stipa Yungiwama Resigura. Shela Mikiwan Guruya, Chanju Samba, Namla Sambewang, Kiles and Gura Tamba, so this Sholoka Womatic Tinkdoa. Digilam Nisholga.
So here, the next verse, 104, is referring to, starting this new section. If you look in the back of your book on page 313, you see that it's explaining how to practice bodhisattva deeds, the cause of Buddhahood, is the section we're under now. And in the first part of that section, it's the special features of the motivation for training in these bodhisattva deeds. And the first verse in this section is 104. And so it's showing what this verse is doing is showing the mind as the principle of the three doors. Three doors means physical, verbal, and mental actions. It means body, speech, and mind. And so then activities through those are the physical, verbal, and mental actions. So if you could go back to page 136, that says the mind should be understood as paramount or foremost in all activities of the three doors, all physical, verbal, and mental activities.
This is a look at the lagwa. What's that?
No, doctor.
Oh, that's same matoban drosala say. Same day matoba. Drawa down, one la soba, Lunga Chavisigura. Lunga Chavan drawa down, Deba down, one the Kajishabala soba Tezukanga Sigura. Sim gave me one the song of Matoba, and a Lunga Chavalian Dodela soba Tezula gave me Lumati, Jure Yoma Resigura. Sematoba and Drosola Kanjil Sunam Las Oba Matonse, Sunam da Sunam Maimbele, Jure Yoma Resigura. This is Lakun Las Ludangagi Legat Samatamjalia. Yi ni tuanbur chubacha, yi di tso de ese. Sim gewe wangi samlutani michili ya kejishishesu na. kiharendure sem de marav je samla da je keje she chigba yena ya ko migarendura geva je samla ta ne ko lega meje pendore che bo sam geva sam ko ne dro sone dro ade kiware o ma dro je jare jab go sam ko sam je dro yena dro ade migarendura da gas jam jam dro ne dro ade luma de de ke mig kai mai bare dro o de de lunga ge le ade su zo de su su kun lun le ta ne के मेकिंग जोर कर मा तो कोरांग ओय छने के मेकिंग जुरे यो मारे सके वाला
हां
नो दिसे ओया
सो हियर द वर्स रीड्स इज फॉलोस विदाउट इंटेंशन एक्शंस लाइक गोइंग आर नॉट सीन टू हैव मेरिट एंड सो फोर्थ सो इट्स रेफरिंग व्हेन एक्शंस हियर इट्स टॉकिंग अबाउट actions of body and speech, okay, and or physical and verbal actions. So these physical and verbal actions are dependent upon our intention, or you can say motivation, or dependent upon the mind, you can think of it that way. And so it's really how we are thinking. In all actions, therefore, the mind should be understood as paramount. And it's really talking about motivation in this case. So if we are saying something with an intention, a harmful intention, or destructive or harmful intention, then the action itself, what we say, will be we consider it non-meritorious or non-virtuous or destructive. If we say an action, if we say something to say the same thing but with a virtuous intention, then that, even though it's the same thing being said, that will be a virtuous or constructive action. It depends upon our motivation. So then the same is true for physical actions. If we are doing something, going somewhere with a intention to do harm to others, thinking very angrily that they did this, they did that, I'll get even, and so forth, then that action of going becomes a destructive action. And if on the other hand we're thinking helpful or constructive thoughts and have that a constructive intention, then the same action of going would be a constructive or virtuous action. So in all actions, therefore, the mind should be considered as paramount, as most important.
Miji ni yoshe, lega chega, miju kamba jata, lega karinechegura, lega chega, miji di, oh, that kamba do yabu yabu, mille pengirisan, miku, lega kanga, the mille koya legacy, the rachis of koyerwa, oh, call a pegri, mille pengiri, lega yabu chego, some drone colega chesona, go giare ni majidi. Oh, taco, lega yabuda, today some matache, Nimakashi and Gorju go as a pesha manzalengo. Nimakashi Gorju, Kalikalichiwa, some draw in it, Legaches and Kumikiwa and Dura. Oh, did they get measured the last to any legacy law yona? Kunu came make a game, Lumadere, Legacy of Kiwa, Mara, Mikiwa, Mardo. Oh, Tineshiko, Luma, Gichawa, there's a Kunu Tan Mado came making Jureki or Mardo. No, this you are.
So then, I forgot one part. Also, if we have neither a virtuous or a constructive, are motivated neither constructively or destructively, then it's just a kind of neutral action. It has a neutral result. Our motivation, if we're just walking without any such either virtuous or non-virtuous intention, then it's just sort of a neutral action. And so we could imagine that somebody is building a house, that we're involved in working to construct a building. And if a person goes to do that and is thinking, oh, this would be very helpful to people, and I really have to work hard at this, and and then goes to work on this house, then everything that that person does involved in building the house becomes constructive action, and or virtuous action. And then on the other hand, if the person is just thinking, you know, just going to pass the time, and this is, you know, what am I doing this for? Or you're thinking, I'm just going to, I have to do something to make money or whatever. And if we think along these lines, then whatever we do, will be, you know, involved in building that house. If the if a person has that, whatever he or she does, then becomes a destructive or non-virtuous action. And then, if you have neither of those, then it's considered a neutral action. So whatever career or work that we have to do, if we think of it as being helpful to society in general, or just to humanity, or however you want to approach it, if we're thinking like that, then from the perspective of the Mahayana teachings, then that's considered practicing the Buddha's teaching. And it's an activity that emulates the Bodhisattva way of practicing the teaching. So that's the Mahayana teaching, is like that. So you always have to have thinking, what, you know, I'm doing this in order to be helpful to others. So it religious, what we say, practicing the teaching, maybe is better to say, doesn't just mean meditating or thinking and contemplating and praying and so forth. That's not, it means this, where we're trying to do, be motivated in our actions to be constructive, whatever small thing we might do. We have to have like a good or kind-hearted virtuous motivation while we do that, and then it becomes the practice of the teaching. That's the other one. And I'm not sure that anybody have questions, or this may be time for one or two questions. We started a little late. I'm not sure. Also, on the Skype here, you can unmute and then ask a question if you like.
I had one question.
Okay.
What if someone has a good intention, for example, wants to give something to a homeless person, but then the homeless person goes and buys alcohol, and in fact this makes the situation worse. So it seems like maybe lacking some skillful means. What is Geshe-la's interpretation of that kind of mind?
Yeah, right. Then me, the, I guess everybody heard that. I mean, you could hear. Yeah. So called the Michi, because Kimba maybe me bango sort of to your, right?
Yeah.
Consider the mu trainer then me the changkang na dhur dhu, dhini chang tong yor dhini kor dhuru dhur na. Dhi kor samba sambo yor wa. Yini yang kor, dhini kor pu dhu dhi samba sang na je yor wa. Yini yang dhi mi dhi kasi dhuru dhur yor wa. Dhini dhi kan dhe dhu dhi kasi Kola ngu tuya di sambo de bay, di kasa sunamu de bay.
Ode. Chitanda ko ngu tesha na, ko di chang tungu yu da karichiga yu hama ko besha tesha na, ko kya wada ba. Da ko samlda o, da di ha kongi si na. Da ko di besha tena chang tungu pe jinde shigiri samna. Da ko lo koya karindu tuklo duge ya. Kalatia could do a career in a chick chest in the hour. Hakona. I'm a vegetarian, go chant to Carja and the quality Bakayoma, quote, Samba Sambus Terra, Giorgesora.
It depends upon what the, you know when you're giving the money to the homeless person. If you know that this person is just going to go down the street and spend it in the nearest bar, then you should consider what this person really needs and be giving what this person needs. Maybe they need some clothing or they need, you know, a warm place to stay or something like that. And so you'd be giving accordingly. But if you, and then that would be virtuous giving. But in the case where you have no idea what this person's going to do with the money and they just, you know, go down the street and use it to buy alcohol and it, you know, makes their life worse. It doesn't make your activity of giving to the person the money somehow non-virtuous or destructive. It doesn't change because your intention is to be helpful to that person. It's just that you didn't know what that person was going to do with the money.
You
don't know what the person's going to do, therefore the action has to be virtuous because you're giving, you know, with an intention to help that person. It has to be a constructive action dependent upon your intention. But that what they do with it then is you know, beyond your, you know, beyond the scope of that, of your knowledge at that time.
Thank you.
Maybe everybody, it's okay. Maybe no other, I can't see any other, you know, what do you say? Question.
Could I ask one, Josh?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, one more question.
Nancy.
My question is about the Buddha remaining silent in order not to, sway the person to a more harmful belief. And so in the verse we read today, so I was almost wondering why he would be teaching almost anything. Like sometimes I feel like I get things so confused that almost anything he said might do that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how he knows to teach so much to so many and not have the potential of it making them more confused or deluded.
Yeah, right. The Sangye Chomden did it. Because Lin Chak Lin Manang and Manang Barwa, then it did. Because no do Rungwa mi Rungwa the Kengi or the then in the end Gundu because Sangye Chomden did True Mambo Sumba the then Nensing the. Mambo ha magone dene truyore dene de peche sangye chomden de masonga de masonga sene de de sung kaburwa mi de norgirwa mambo norgirwa dene trugiorwa de Kandres Hagogi do the Chik Sungna the Hagogi because Sem Tugi Re Mare Kandres Hagogi do the Sangege.
Oh, there. The Doko Sange Kongresi Yora, Shimbershi Yora. Sem the Kanga to Nang Sem the Nanga Sesirva. No. Word to the Chi Sesirva.
No.
Chi word man, the chops of the Tongamarwa.
No,
no. Naburwa.
No, no.
Chi word of the Koran say, and the Diganga said to Kudwa.
No, no.
Kaza Sabu in a petition to the Yawa said to Kudwa.
No, no.
Same didn't Nanga Sesiramazo.
No.
You to the carry him and the summer town to Erwa.
Hm.
Same get Ganga his own to the Mishipe Mongbada. Tiba Ganga town to do any Ganga Shingi Yora, Shingi Chandura.
No.
Pazo de carry in a lolia chargiora.
Hm.
Udig Tamsi Kingi Yora.
No.
The
Buddha's mind can be, or omniscient mind can be likened to a light being. If you turn on a light, then we'd be able to distinguish, you know, a bright light. Is able to distinguish. You're able to distinguish everything that's in the room, and so then you don't miss anything, and so then we all have this potential like the Buddha. The Buddha fulfilled this potential of being able to completely. What do you say? The mind is able to become completely illuminated. Maybe we can say like that, so that. There isn't anything that you don't know. It's just clear. And so the Buddha had that kind of ability. The Buddha just knew everything. It was as clear as turning on the light in the dark room.
Susu samba karin di shia shivrim hajo de kari pengin na nugu na hake kumarwa. Sanje ko kien ni ko le kari lamna tanda pendo duge mamba na kandin do di kone ni sugi wara. Ti indi chu dami da mambu yungruwa. Mambu yungruwa di watire.
So the Buddha is not like ourselves. For instance, when we say something, we're not exactly sure if the person's going to understand it or misunderstand it or take it in some wrong way or misuse it or so and so forth. It just we just say what we think will be helpful. But the Buddha knows exactly what's going to happen with that person. That a Buddha has the so that this person that he didn't speak to. It's just one instant. The Buddha answered these questions over and over, and gave teachings about future lives and whether there's an end or not an end to the universe and so forth. These are questions that were answered in other contexts with other people. It's because the Buddha had this ability to determine what a person needs to hear and what the effect of that of hearing this would be in the future. Then that came about the four different tenet systems in India, where each of these tenet systems had many different interpretations of what the Buddha said, according to how the Buddha had taught people, and so that all these different ways of teaching people could be sort of coalesced into these four tenet systems, and so the one tenet system asserts and what another tenet systems asserted, they're completely different. They're very different, different points of view about what the Buddha said. But it all depended upon how the Buddha determining that this is what that certain follower needed to hear. So, in general, the Buddha addressed the questions like impermanence and change, and saying that things are not static, and also that the world, there's no end to each individual's world, but there is an end to the world and specifically, and there's many different teachings in where the Buddha answered these questions. And so then it's just that the Buddha considered this one person and saw that this person would, well, basically he couldn't teach him about these things because the person wouldn't have been able to understand it at all. It just wouldn't be able to sink in. It would have been not worthwhile to teach this person specifically about impermanence or selflessness, and he would take it in the wrong way or not understand it at all. And so then Buddha remained silent just in this one case.
So then
when we have experiences like this with young children, for instance, if they ask us, So a question, then we go, well, they're not going to understand the answer to this question. So then we think up something else to answer, something that, is maybe not the exact answer to their question, but something that they could understand. Then we have to do that all the time.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah.
So then they do so. That's enough for questions then.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
So we have the two verses on the bottom down there. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So, thank you, everyone. Thank you. And
thank you.
On Skype, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, a bunch of people came.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Oh, yeah, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
New York, they or what?
New York, let's have that.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Natalie could.
Natalie, let's have
that.
Oh, yeah.
Got his nieces on here.
Oh, yeah, that's a shot.
That's a.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to hang up on everybody here. You're all going to go at once. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
He's okay.
Thank you again.